The rapture and creeping disillusion of early June 1915 were chronicled by Gianni Stuparich, a volunteer from Trieste. Stuparich enlisted in the 1st Regiment of Sardinian Grenadiers at the end of May and entrained for the front at once. He was a fastidious man, and the company in the crowded carriage, two Florentines, a Roman, a Sicilian, one from Livorno, as he noted, soon became tiresome. A sergeant in the reserves made loudly incomprehensible speeches about humanity, barbarism, sacrifice, duty, and many other muddled concepts. Looking for distraction from the chatter, Stuparich noted a silent figure in the corner of the carriage. He is not listening or talking. He is the only one wrapped in a preoccupation that he cannot account for. But it fevers his expression and stiffens his limbs, Stuparich wrote, paralyzing his soul in an intense stupor. His mouth hung open, his eyes were fixed and shining. He was a peasant in uniform, perhaps leaving home for the first time in his life, fluent only in dialect. The nameless man was still far from the front, but even now he could not grasp what was happening. Wrenched from his family and routine, for reasons neither explained nor understood, he was in shock. While the writer saw this and was moved, too much separated them for a friendly word to be uttered. At Mestre station, outside Venice, the men see wounded soldiers waiting for transport away from the front. "There are thousands of them," says one of the Tuscans in a trembling voice. Thanks to censorship, he would have had no idea of the initial casualties. Smells of blood and iodine seep into the carriage. Like the peasant in the corner, the wounded say nothing. The train moves on towards the front. Marching to the border, the men are nervous, starting at shadows by the roadside. Beyond Cervignano, there are tree trunks across the road. Bersaglieri speed past them on bikes, raising trails of dust. A public fountain slakes their thirst. They sleep on their capes under the stars, and awaken, spangled with dew. Ordered to carry heavy cauldrons, Stuparich, a bespectacled, intense, 25-year-old intellectual, notes euphorically in his diary that his body alone could not have borne the weight. "My strength," he exulted, "is sheer willpower." They cross the Isonzo River on the 5th of June, a tremendous foaming azure current, writes Stuparich, cut by pontoons. His rucksack no longer weighs him down. Near the front, smells of putrefaction emanate from the roadside bushes, but the men are too hopeful to be gloomy. Marching towards Monfalcone on the 8th of June, they talk excitedly about reaching Trieste within a fortnight. Gianni dreams of being one of the first to enter the main square of his hometown, covered in dust. Next day he reaches the Carso. The unit is sheltering from Austrian fire in a dike. They clamber out and come face to face with a rocky, barren hillside. "A chilly gust of wind hits me," writes Stuparich in his diary. "A bullet whistles over my head. Then another, then more buzz past my ears with a softer, keening sound."